Now, listen, just to be fair and balanced, my next guest says in order to sell his trillion-dollar overhaul, the president isn't giving us the whole truth. Sheikha Dalmia is with the Reason Foundation, and she joins me now. Explain
Hi.
What you mean
Hi,
by
Charles.
That. Hi, how are you?
Good. How are you?
Good. Explain when you say the president's not telling the whole truth.
Well, you know, just to for a second go back to your conversation with your previous guest, you were absolutely right in characterizing the president's plan the way you did, you know, the plan for taxing the rich. That's exactly what he is trying to do. But let me also point out that, you know, that plan is actually quite irrelevant. Democrats themselves have called it dead on arrival, and he knows it. And the reason is because of the poison pill in it, which is that he wants to take away charitable deductions for the rich, which nobody wants to do. As for the lies he's telling, I mean, the biggest lie he's telling is, you know, that this universal healthcare program is actually going to save money. And to give you just some context over here, Massachusetts last year or a few years ago moved to a universal healthcare plan. It has seen the highest premium increases in the country, and the plan is already 80% over budget. So this idea that, you know, that a government-run program is going to save the economy and save money is just patently laughable.
You know, Sheikha, a week ago, the Cleveland Cavaliers got Shaquille O'Neal. I'm not sure if you're a basketball fan, but everyone thinks that that's all LeBron James needed to win a championship. Yesterday, the president got Walmart on his side. Is that going to be all he needs to push this through?
Well, I don't know if it's going to be all he needs, but, you know, I'll give this to him. It's something of a coup, because Walmart used to be resistant to some of these ideas for universal health care. It has just made a huge switch, part because it's a corporate decision for it. It no longer fears what small businesses fear, which is an employer mandate, since it's already started covering most of its employees. Now it figures that, you know, it's a purely financial calculation on its part that if we get universal health care and it can pay some taxes instead of actually purchasing the health care of its employees, it might well work out cheaper for Walmart, and not to mention all the PR benefits that it's going to get from this, you know, love fest that the president had with, you know, the Center for American Progress and
right.
the, you know, the unions and what have you. So there are huge PR payoffs for Walmart on this. So, you know,
they're
being a little cynical.
Here's the thing, though, Sheikha. A lot of Americans are really worried about this, and I think every day that concern grows. However, on the flip side, we always hear 46 million Americans don't have health insurance, and that's a shocking number, and there never seems to be an alternative to what the president is proposing.
Yes, you know, I agree with you. That's a very serious problem. I think the 46 million is a somewhat overblown number, but the uninsured is a real problem in this country, and that's directly tied to the fact that the price of healthcare in this country keeps going up. That's a very, very serious issue. But in order to deal with it, what you have to do is look for a way to cut healthcare costs, which means increasing competition in the marketplace. That's not what we have. Let me just point out that problem is only going to get worse if you have a universal healthcare plan or a public option that is competing with the private sector, because it's going to drive out these private plans out of the market. And when you have a government monopoly, it's going to treat its customers
right.
no better than a private monopoly. And I think the left often forgets that point.
All right. Thank you very much. Really appreciate it, Sheikha.